You're listening to Daycare Overhaul, Doing Childcare Better, presented by Childcare BizHelp.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Daycare Overhaul,
where we do childcare better.
I'm Caroline Jens.
I'm Justina Patterson, and we're here today to talk about...
We're going to talk about fun!
You know, I say this every time, but this is like our favorite topic because we like to have fun all the time.
We do. And today's topic, I mean, having fun at your childcare center, at your place of business, is so important.
I think people are afraid to have fun sometimes because it's a business. And I say this all the time, but... We're in the business of working with kids, and kids are hilarious. Why not have fun with them?
Right. And this topic, I just feel like, you know, with how stressful childcare is and staffing and, you know, just dealing with kids that are maybe crabby during the day or whatever, you know, gossip between employees. There's so many things that we have to deal with on a daily basis, but just learning to have fun is so important.
Both with the kids and as employees, you know, when you're, you know, on break or in the office. And
right. And so today we came dressed appropriately to have some fun.
I feel like you more so than me because I couldn't find my fun shirt that I wanted to wear.
You're kind of a little sassy today.
I have a sassy shirt. I mean, not really, but.
It is a little sassy.
You know, why not?
So she's got a little lace going on. I told her, I'm like, today wear a fun t-shirt. So she comes looking all sassy.
The shirt I really wanted to wear... is a shirt that says friends don't let friends use Comic Sans because we haven't delved into this at all, but I'm a font snob and I am.
If you don't believe her, look in her bio on the website.
It says it there. It's a real life thing. And I couldn't find that shirt, so I'll have to wear that another time. But you came wearing a fun shirt.
I did. So if you can't see me or for those that can see, I am wearing a Baby Yoda t-shirt. I am a huge fan.
You love Baby Yoda.
I love Baby. I've mentioned Baby Yoda. This is only like our fourth podcast or something. And I think I've mentioned Baby Yoda in like 50% of our podcasts.
So, you know, that's great.
It is. But the t-shirt kind of fits the part.
Never. I have not seen The Mandalorian. I've never seen Star Wars. So.
And shame on you. And you, I still let you work here.
Touche.
So anyways, we are going to talk about fun and, you know, how you dress and. It's kind of an extension of how you feel. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to make sure that we felt the part today when we were talking about having fun.
Because when you move your body.
You change your mind.
And I feel like part of having fun is movement. And, you know, I would say generally speaking, you don't have fun sitting doing nothing. Like just sitting and not moving.
Exactly. And I actually want to start off by saying, you know, really, I went and I defined what the opposite of fun was.
And the opposite of fun is?
It's boredom. Isn't that crazy?
I guess, yeah, it is.
So the opposite of fun is boredom, but it's also work. So in the dictionary, it says the opposite of fun is boredom and work.
Interesting.
So if it's already against us, if you can't, if work is not supposed to be fun, how are you supposed to have fun at work?
That's true.
Right? Isn't that like...
What version of the dictionary was this? Was this from like way back in the day?
It might have been Wikipedia. I don't know what it was. But I just thought that was like, if the opposite of fun is work and we're telling people to have fun at work.
Let's redefine what the opposite of fun is. So we know fun is boredom. And maybe sometimes work can be boring. Mm-hmm. But not in childcare. Childcare is not boring. I would say it's
the opposite of.
So does that mean the opposite of boredom is fun?
Right. So that means childcare is just naturally fun then. Wait, did we come on to something here?
I don't know. I feel like we need our dictionary out to say like what or how did you figure out what the opposite was? Did you just Google like what's
Googled the opposite of fun?
I would like to know what the opposite of boring is because in theory it should be fun, right?
So if we had someone in the behind the scenes that could, you know, Google that for us and like chime in, that would be
wait.
Great.
We'll wait.
No, but okay, we're going down a rabbit hole. I don't know. Let's get started. How's that sound? Or did we already start?
We've already started. Oh, someone's coming in. Oh,
someone's coming in. The opposite of bored is entertained. being entertained.
Okay. The English language is like literally like the hardest language to learn. We get that. Fine. But don't you think if the opposite of fun is boredom, then the opposite of boredom should be fun, not entertain?
Wow. I agree.
I mean, I'm not any sort of literary, you know, expert, but I feel like that should be a thing.
It should be a thing. All right. Let's
move. Since it's not, it's entertain. And I think fun and entertain is pretty, I think that those are like cousins at the very least.
For sure.
So let's talk about fun and entertaining.
Okay. So fun fact. Well, it's not a fun fact. Okay. For you Office fans, people that watch The Office.
Also have never seen the show.
Okay. So I can't believe Justina still works for us. So a couple things. She does not like Star Wars.
It's not that I don't like it. I just have never seen it.
You've never taken the time, set time aside to watch it.
And I'm going to be honest, I don't have interest.
And you don't watch The Office. So that's two things right there.
It's a good thing I'm a Dragon Slayer.
Oh my gosh. Gosh. But one thing I always, if you know Michael on The Office, he believes that he is the most fun boss ever. He's the number one boss. He thinks he's hilarious. He thinks he's funny. Well, I modeled my management style against Michael because I truly wanted to be that kind of boss.
Like in this life, in childcare biz help, or in your past life as executive director?
As executive director. Okay. So what I always tried to do was be a leader, mm-hmm. a coach, a mentor. That was very important to me. But the other side of the coin is I wanted people to know that fun was really important to me. And I wanted them to love their jobs. And so you're not going to love your job if you're not having fun.
Agreed.
I mean, that's hard. It's hard to love your job if you're not enjoying coming to work and mm-hmm. you're not having fun and you're not laughing. And so I wanted to make sure that I was kind of taking on that Michael role from The Office. And you got hair issues going on?
I did. I had like a stray hair. Sorry.
For those of you that are not watching us on YouTube, you get to miss out on Justina's little hair situation she just had. But okay, so I was thinking of, you know, in terms of doing childcare better and our whole daycare overhaul. So today we're going to overhaul just having fun in our centers, right? And let's look at childcare biz help as kind of that starting point today and talk about some things maybe that we do in our company to have fun. Mm-hmm. And I can get started. So I remember one day.
Let's preface this by saying, like, we understand that, yes, we work with child care centers, but we don't work in a child care center. So we can have fun a little bit differently than people in centers can. But I think it's a good starting off
point. Thank you for the preface. That was very important. Because we do work out of our home. And so we can do a little unusual things. So anyways, so I'll never forget when one of our clients. Okay, so it's the middle of winter here in Wisconsin. One of our clients goes to Punta Cana.
And didn't invite us.
Didn't invite us. So,
strike number one.
Strike number one. But we wanted to have fun with that. And so what we did is we put like bathing towels around.
I got the idea. I was like, we should take a picture.
We put tank tops on, put bathing towels around.
Our sunglasses and sunscreen.
And we went outside in the snow mm-hmm. and pretended like we were sunbathing. And then we sent the picture to him. But that was just one thing I can think of, like one of like a trillion things that we do for fun around here.
I kind of actually forgot about that, but that was really funny. Yeah, it actually really just happened not too long ago. A year ago, not too long ago. That was funny.
Well, and then with our Christmas cards, we videotaped all of our Christmas cards.
Our greetings to everybody.
Right, right. So it was a lot better than just handwriting Christmas cards. You know, we took it like a step further and customized and just really had fun with them. Mm-hmm.
Gosh, what else have we done? We instituted Fun Fridays for quite a while and used every Snapchat filter we could to make our sound silly. That was funny. I think there was one time you got me laughing so hard I couldn't even talk. I just sat and laughed the whole time and you were talking and you sounded like a chipmunk.
Probably. But, you know, when you have fun in your company, you are more productive. Mm-hmm. You know, that is a fact that employees that have fun in their work environment are more productive. The more play at work the more play that you do at work results in more productivity, higher job satisfaction, greater morale, and a decrease in employees skipping work and calling in and staff turnover.
Ooh. Interesting.
Right. So if you think of how, again, how hard it is to hire and how hard it is to retain employees, and, you know, we're battling against having to pay wages that are way beyond what we can afford.
Mm-hmm.
And one way to keep those employees is having fun.
Right.
You know, that there's one thing to go to another company to make, you know, a dollar more an hour, 50 cents more an hour, to be in a field that's not childcare.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're sitting behind a desk. Maybe you're answering phones. Maybe you're checking out at the grocery store or Taco Bell or whatever it is that you're doing. And, you know, is that 50 cents or a dollar more an hour worth it? If you were in an environment where you felt like you could laugh on a daily basis.
Where it was fun, where you didn't dread walking in the front door or the back door, whatever door you come in.
Whatever door you come in. But, you know, you had coworkers that you really enjoyed being around, right?
And having fun with.
Yeah. And so, you know, a cool part of fun in allowing your staff to just have fun and enjoy what they do is they're able to build relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're building, you know, when you feel isolated at work.
It's lonely, obviously.
It's very lonely. And are you going to stay there? Are you going to continue to work there if you kind of feel like that solo person?
Yeah, you're not. And that's why, going back to a previous podcast, we talked about retention. It's so important to get them on board from the beginning and make them feel that they're part of the team. So how can you do that in a fun way that they remember it and feel like they really want me here?
Oh, you just brought up something I remembered. One of our clients was having problems getting people to show up for interviews. Now, who doesn't have that problem?
Raise your hand, everybody.
Raise your hand, right? Okay. So we're like, how can we get people to actually show up for interviews? And so we devised a really goofy cartoon video. Remember that?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I forgot about that.
And so they wrote a script that was just kind of this fun, like, this is what our culture is like. This is who we are. And it was from the owner and the executive director. And we put it to cartoon people.
Mm-hmm.
And so now when someone applies for a position with their company, one of the first things that they do is they text the link to this video. So talk about fun.
And I think that gives them a really good idea of who they're going to go interview with and be like, If they want to have this much fun before I even come in the door, I can only imagine what it's going to be when I actually work there.
Right. So it's that differentiator that, mm-hmm. you know, you're establishing during that, before even that onboarding period, that this is the kind of people that you are, that you like to have fun.
Right.
And then when they come in for the onboarding process, you know, what are you doing to kind of piggyback that,
mm-hmm.
and help them along and let them know that that you do appreciate the fact that you want people to build relationships, to enjoy each other, and to have fun.
Right. And I think sometimes when childcare is so serious and so businesslike, it's very serious and you have to be, you know, a certain way. So when there are those chances where you can just kind of like let loose and have a little fun, like you have to take advantage of that.
Right. And find times to orchestrate. Because you're probably asking yourself, well, you know, this is all fine and dandy, but what can I really do in my center to kind of orchestrate that fun?
Dance party is number one. I mean, I feel like that goes without saying because every child loves a dance party.
But adults should like a dance party.
Right. So if the kids already like a dance party, then why not just participate? No one cares if you're a good dancer or if you just jump around and look silly. The kids will think that's coolest thing, number one. And you'll have fun doing it.
Well, and a little side note, we went to a conference and
no one probably has ever heard about this person. We've never mentioned them before.
Never.
So I don't know if you know, but we went to the Rachel Hollis conference.
The Business Rise conference.
It's amazing.
Life changing.
But the, you know, one of the things, like, it's her thing, move your body, change your mind. And it was really important to her that people had fun there. And so I think this is a thing at all of our conferences, but you're just sitting there in your chairs, like taking your notes, and all of a sudden she'll just go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, not that quick, but then you have to get up and dance.
Right, right.
And you have to give it your all, because if not, the second you sit down, she's going to say it again. And I think like one time we did it 4 times in a row.
And the cool thing is I brought that up because we're still doing that where we'll text each other,
mm-hmm.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, so we don't even have to be in the same room.
Right.
As soon as we get that message, you know that it's time to put your phone down and start dancing or keep your phone and video record yourself dancing like we've done before.
Right.
I've sent some pretty crazy dance moves over the phone to you in the past.
But it's all about having fun. And, you know, I think because we don't always work together at Childcare Biz Help, the fact that we can still relate to each other, even though we're however many miles apart, is important.
Right. So find those moments that you can orchestrate with your staff. And so dance parties are a really great way. Another thing is, you know, if you have a break room, you know, listen in and are you hearing your employees laugh in your break room? Are they building relationships in there? That's really important. If they're not, you know, can you step in there and maybe just kind of lighten the mood? Maybe everyone's tired or stressed out or whatever it is, but can you add some fun into your break room?
And sometimes that might mean you have to be a little bit uncomfortable, mm-hmm. you know, because not everyone is ready for a dance party at a moment's notice.
Right. And we had, we actually had a chalkboard wall. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And so we could do all kinds of fun things like tic-tac-toe and, you know, just like these spur of the moment gratitudes and, you know, whatever we wanted to do on that wall.
Right. It doesn't have to be this grand, like huge, momentous thing. It can be something as simple as you say, like tic-tac-toe or, you know, hangman.
Scrabble wall.
Ooh.
Did we ever do that?
No, but I have seen that before in a bathroom, actually.
In a bathroom.
I wasn't expecting it. I walk in the bathroom like, what's happening in here? And it's Scrabble all over the walls.
It's amazing.
And there's a post, a pile of post-its, a stack of post-its there with markers. And I'm like, so then I'm like, well, wait a second. I need to add to this wall. I need to like write a word. And I don't think I ever did because I didn't know if I should. But I was like, that is really funny.
Imagine when customers came in and they used that bathroom. Do you think they were adding to the Scrabble game?
It's hard to say, but like, why wouldn't you?
Right? I would have to.
Yeah.
If there was Scrabble going on in the wall and I saw some post-it notes sitting there, I would do whatever I could. I would put as many words as possible.
So that is actually something you could probably do at a child care center easily. Just put post-its in the start it, you know, with a couple words. And maybe you have to write a little bit of instructions on what to do and give them some guidelines, obviously. We don't want inappropriate words.
Yeah, we don't want inappropriate words.
Encourage them because that could be a really cool thing for potential parents or current parents if they use the bathroom. Like, oh my gosh, they have Scrabble in their bathroom. Like, how fun is that? I wish I had that at my work, you know?
Right. But I really think, you know, the bottom line comes from we want our employees to build relationships together. Mm-hmm. We want them to be able to chat with someone, to laugh with someone, to lighten the mood with someone. You know, not only to not feel isolated, but in order to be more productive and creative. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're having fun and when you're orchestrating that kind of atmosphere for your staff, if that's part of your culture, you know, if you walk into a culture where people love where they work. Mm-hmm. And in those types of fun environments, you feel that freedom to be creative.
And you can feel that when you walk in the door if they're having fun.
Right.
You can feel that kind of, I don't even know how to describe it, but you know, like if everyone's having a bad day, you can feel that when you walk in. But if they're having a great day, you can feel the energy. And you instantly, you know, you might be walking in and not having a great day, but if everyone else is having fun there, you could walk in and feel that and it could totally change your day around.
Right. And let's remember some other benefits of your staff having fun besides just laughing, but play helps keep you functional under stress. So mm-hmm. like when you're able to kind of play, relax, have fun, that kind of stuff, it reduces stress at work. It refreshes your mind and your body. Mm-hmm. You know, it gives you that new, like you said, you know, when you move your body, it changes your mind. So when you take time out of your day to laugh a little, it's going to change your mindset. I in a prior life, I worked for a bank and I was a teller. And me and the teller that I worked with, sometimes we would laugh so hard. And in the afternoon, we were responsible for answering the phone. And neither one of us would be able to answer the phone because we would be laughing so hard.
So did you just answer it like mid-laugh?
So she was always really good at stopping her laugh. I was not.
I'm not surprised by that.
Well, this just recently happened. This just recently happened here with this podcast.
Yeah.
We were getting yelled at a little. No, we weren't.
Well, let's give some backstory. All right, backstory. You know, when you record a podcast, you have to have a starting point to make sure you can get your audio lined up. And so Maddie, our camera person, clapped. It wasn't the best one, but she's like, oh, that wasn't good. I need to do it again. And so she clapped again. And she was really excited about doing a great job. And I completely lost control.
I didn't realize how funny it was, but Justina just like lost it.
Which made you lose it.
Which made me lose it.
And then for probably a good 5 to 10 minutes, every time she clapped, we just both started laughing and we couldn't control ourselves.
Right. So to this day, every time we go to start our podcast, so now you guys can all think about this every time you listen in. Every time we start our podcast, we have to look at each other and like we're giving each other.
Or don't look at each other. Yeah,
either we're giving each other the eye, do not laugh, or we're not looking at each other in attempts to not laugh.
And it's really over. It's literally she clapped.
Right. But what we really want to get across today, we're going to give you some ideas that we've done and some ideas that you can do in your childcare center. Mm-hmm. To help you kind of figure out life, to help make it a more fun environment. And I'm going to start with my favorite one.
Okay.
The secret mission.
Oh, boy.
This is my favorite. So we were going to be opening a second location. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I could have just come in that day and I could have just told the staff, hey, we're opening up a new location.
I need to pause you. At that point in time, did everyone know it was a second location was happening, or was this like the first time anyone was hearing about it?
So people knew we were potentially going to have a second location, but they had no idea where or kind of the time frame.
Okay, that's what I kind of thought, yeah, but I wasn't sure.
Like the gossip was kind of going around at the time. So I thought, well, what could be a really creative way? Because remember, again, I'm trying to be like Michael in The Office, trying to be funny. So I got a trench coat and a hat and a briefcase. And
some big sunglasses.
Sunglasses. And I wrote up a secret mission and I printed them out and it basically said, meet me in the playground on this and this day, and be ready to be gone for like an hour and a half or whatever I said. And I put it in a yellow envelope and I stamped secret mission on it. And I remember coming in that day dressed like I was dressed. And all I did, I didn't say hi to anyone. I just walked in and I handed out secret mission envelopes to everyone. And I left. And that was just, I mean, I was dying laughing.
I'm quite sure that you had a rubber chicken with you as well.
You know, you always bring that up. And I think I did.
I'm quite sure there's a picture that I have floating around from back in the day. And there you did carry around the rubber chicken.
I did. And so what was cool is I made you guys sweat on it for like 2 weeks.
Let's first, before we talk about that, explain the rubber chicken. I don't really know where it came to be and why it came out, but at some point in time, one of our teachers wanted a rubber chicken for her classroom. And from that point forward, the rubber chicken did all kinds of fun stuff. It drove the bus. I mean, not really, but we posted in all these different pictures to count down, I think, to camp or something.
I think it did billing. It did billing one day, yeah, for like our center director. Yeah,
to
count
down to like the launching of... Mm-hmm. Our summer camp. So from that point forward, the rubber chicken was involved wherever it could get involved. Right. Because it's fun.
Right. And so that was a really important part of our culture.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about secret mission now.
So two weeks go by and I met everyone in the playground and I had another little secret mission thing set up there. And everyone had in their bags had spy badges. So I gave everyone a spy name. A bottle of water, and I said, meet me, or I think we had a bus, so whoever wanted to come on the bus could come, and we had another location that they had to meet me at.
That's where I met everybody, because for me, it was closer to just meet at that second location than to drive to the first and then drive back.
Right. So everyone met on this empty lot, and the chicken was there. The mm-hmm. chicken was waiting for us in this empty lot, and that's where we got to announce that that's where we were moving. Mm-hmm. We were building a new location there. But imagine if I would have just at a staff meeting said, you know, we're building a new location. Here's where it's going to be. And here's the time frame. I could have easily done that. But instead, I played it out for like 2 weeks and just really had fun. That was a really great night. And we went and had ice cream after.
Right.
So that's like one of my favorite stories.
It was a really good time because everyone was kind of like, what's going on? What are we going to do? Like, no one really knew what was happening. And
I kept a secret. They
didn't know what was happening. Even when they got to the place that the land was, until you said, this is where it's going to be, everyone was like, what are we doing here? Like, it's literally a big grassy field with, like, a bunch of rocks. This is not...
And well, a chicken.
And a chicken. So I think that was a really fun time. That was a good one. Gosh, if I had to pick one thing. I'm going to pick... I have a few things.
Okay.
So when I came in to management and into the leadership team, I found out very quickly that anytime somebody left... Not, I shouldn't say left, but anytime someone went on vacation for more than a day, they came back and found pennies everywhere. And we just called it, we pennied each other's desk.
We pennied you.
And it wasn't like just like one or two. It was like 50 pennies.
It was a lot of pennies.
So many pennies. But it wasn't just like they were like on your keyboard. Like you picked up the phone, they fell out of the phone, they were underneath. Like there were times you didn't find them for weeks. And all of a sudden like you move something, you're like, okay, there's five more pennies. And then that person had to keep them until the next person went on vacation. It was just always a fun thing. Like, okay, where are the pennies going to be this time? How many is there going to be? Where are the crazy places that they hid them? So that was always really fun.
So that makes me think of another story. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say it.
I can't even control myself because I know exactly where you're...
Do you think I should go there?
Let's...
Come on. No?
I feel like now we're obligated to say it. Let's just refer to it as something other than what it was.
Okay. So let's say, for instance, our center director didn't like gumdrops. But it wasn't gumdrops. Something that smells bad. And isn't a gumdrop.
Okay.
So she left on vacation. When she came back, I had bought fake gumdrops. And planted them everywhere. I hid them all throughout her desk.
Some of the gumdrops even had, you know,
stuff in them.
Like, not gross things, but like a leaf or something.
Yeah, it was all fake.
It was all fake.
But it was something she didn't like. It was, okay, it was little poop. It was poop. So, I just had to say, because gumdrops just doesn't do the story right.
No, and it wasn't.
But you can go on Amazon and you can buy fake poop. And what's really cool is it comes in all different sizes and shapes. And so we were able to hide it all over.
Again,
our space.
It was, you have to know the per. It wasn't like we were being malicious. Like it was funny. And I don't think she reacted how we wanted her to. I think she was more just like, who would do this? And you were like dying.
I was dying for sure. But you'll get to meet her on a future podcast.
We'll have to bring up the story and be like, okay, what did you really think?
Yeah, we should. Yeah, that'll definitely bring a topic.
That later. Would be a really good icebreaker. Let's not tell her we're going to do it.
Okay. I hope she's not listening.
Well, let's not tell her we'll do it. We'll just bring it up and be like, okay, it's so about the poop.
All right. Segue from that. Office Olympics.
So we need to preface this by saying...
I put the legal disclaimer out.
I don't know what it is, but legal disclaimer.
Don't try this at home.
Don't try this at home.
Don't try this
probably,
at work.
Right. But we would do Office Olympics usually towards the end of the year. And everyone would get on teams. And it was a lot of like minute to win it games. So there was like some of the tissue box when you shake the balls out of the back. Or we had to... shave like a banana, not a banana, a balloon. Balloon with shaving cream and try not to get it to pop. So all those fun things. But at the very end, it was always a relay race in office chairs, which hindsight, probably not the smartest idea. So well, don't try that at home.
In hindsight, as a leader of the organization, not watching your employees do chair races down the hallway, that frightened me beyond frightened. It made me laugh so hard, but I was like, someone's going to get hurt. Well, we had a really long hallway.
And costumes got involved, so we would go into, like, the classrooms and take the dress up and put them on. So everyone had a really good time with it, and it was super competitive, and all you really won was, like, bragging rights and, like, some candy.
But the photos from it, I mean, the photos were amazing. And, again, not only is that great in the moment for your staff, that fun and just the camaraderie and the relationship building that happened during Office Olympics, but then we had that, you know, that proof of that experience and that we were able to put that on our career page and kind of share that.
We put it in the break room, like pictures of everything. And
yeah, so just from a hiring perspective, you know, it not only did it help retain a bunch of employees, but from a hiring perspective, it's like, yeah, we have Office Olympics every year. You know, that's part of our interview process. Do you want to join our Office Olympics?
And you know, yes, we have fun, but we also found ways to make learning fun. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily with the kids, but when we were going through accreditation process and remembering rules, we would play Jeopardy. Mm-hmm. And do you remember Supermarket Sweep?
Oh, my goodness. So fun.
So we put this whole thing together about being able to find things in the center. And so we made, like, little badges, and you had to, like, run through the center and try and find the right ones. And so it was a learning opportunity, and it taught the staff something, and it was good, you know, to get them to know where things were. But it was also a fun time because everyone likes some good competition. So why not?
Right. There's healthy competition, and healthy competition is so important to have amongst your team. Mm-hmm. You know, we were very competitive, and healthy competition makes you be your best, I believe. You know, it makes me want to strive to be better because I want to beat you. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do what I can to be better than you. But I'm doing it not in a malicious way. Mm-hmm. I'm doing this because we're fun. We're trying to prompt each other to be the best. You know, we're not doing it in a negative way. Mm-hmm. And so that's what's really cool about friendly competition.
One of the favorite things that I like to do, I like to scare anybody any chance I could. And it sounds like malicious, and I wasn't doing maliciously because people try to get me back all the time, but I did not get scared very easily. So I would just, like, be sitting around a corner and just be like, hey, what are you doing? And I would scare people all the time.
Well, I would have jumped like 20 feet.
And so it was always the thing is, okay, who can I scare today? And can anyone scare me? And how many times can we scare each other? And so it was like this huge, like this ongoing, like, prank battle back and forth. Like, how many times can we scare each other? And it literally took no time or effort. It was just something that we did for fun.
Well, and I'll tell you, we so we were a leadership team of high achievers. Mm-hmm. You know, we were all notably achievers, personalities. And so what that means is, unfortunately, when you're an achiever, you just feel like you can keep adding more and more onto your plate. Mm-hmm. Right? We had a lot of goals. We put a lot of stress on ourselves, and we worked really, really hard. And so if we wouldn't have taken those outlets of those moments of fun, like Friday afternoons, just laughing in the office. Mm-hmm. I mean, I will never forget all the laughing that we used to do. But that made you want to come back next week. Mm-hmm. You know, that was kind of like, you know what? We made it. We survived this week.
Because let's be honest, sometimes it's survival, and you have those bad weeks and you have to just get through.
Right.
We know we've been there, and just having fun any chance you can, whether it's something really minor, is so important to just kind of, you know, cleanse yourself of the bad stuff.
Right. And so take some time and not only look at any of the leaders that you have kind of in your immediate circle, but look at your co-teachers. You know, if we've got co-teachers in your classrooms, you know, those relationships are really hard to keep. You know, mm-hmm. When you're working with someone every day in the same classroom over and over and over again, those relationships usually end up going bad. They can. Mm-hmm. And so how are you kind of taking that time to help nurture those relationships, you know, getting them to kind of work together but have fun?
Mm-hmm. And I think that makes a good point because, yes, you work with the coach and co-teacher and you want to have fun with them, but sometimes there's people that you don't work with, so you don't get the chance. So that's sometimes where it's really good to have outings outside of your center after hours or on a weekend to go do something together as a group.
Right. And don't always put that pressure on you. You know, if you're the director of the center, don't always put that on yourself.
Right.
Like, you don't have to host all these events after hours.
Right.
You know, encourage your staff to have these outings. You don't have to be a part of them. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, you run the risk of maybe someone being kind of left out or isolated. But when your employees are hanging out together after work, that means they have fun together. Mm-hmm. That's what you want. You want your team doing that.
Right. But I think also to consider, wow, can't talk today, to consider kind of not hosting the events, but putting together something that's everyone's included, so you don't have anybody that feels excluded, so everyone can come. So maybe, you know, once or twice or three times a year, whatever you can budget for, to say, don't plan it yourself, because I don't know if anyone else feels it, but anytime leadership planned anything, no one wanted to come. So put a group of staff in charge and say, this is the budget. Find out where you want to go, pull everyone else, and let's plan something, and we'll all go there together.
Yeah, and those are the best attended events. Mm-hmm. Yeah, never plan something as a leader.
Because you get really excited about it, and then no one comes, and you're like,
No one comes, you're like, really?
But if you can empower your staff to pick something that you think everyone will like, or because they know each other best and they'll know what they want to do. If you can empower them to do something a couple times a year, then that's really good team building, number one.
Right.
But it's also having fun.
Right. And, you know, we did a recent podcast on first impressions. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if I answer the phone in a positive way, if I'm interviewing in a positive way, you know, if that fun kind of atmosphere is coming across, if I come in and I observe in a classroom and I can see that the teachers are having fun, they're laughing, you know, that's going to only bring positive employees that also like to have fun.
Right.
So, you know, that type of positivity and fun is going to, you know, be projected into future employees. And that's what you're going to attract.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you are attracting an image of fun, you will get teachers that want to have fun too.
Right, right.
But yeah, you just, so many things to think about when you're having fun. But don't put it all on your shoulders. You know, you've got a team of people. Don't think that you have to be like the fun manager. But a fun idea, this is a good idea, one of our clients does, is culture captains.
Ooh, yes, that is a good idea. Why don't we talk about what that means?
So culture captains, so basically they get a budget that they get to spend at their center, and they get to plan events that help boost the culture. So basically, you're putting that fun pressure on that one person. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, obviously someone, whoever's the culture captain has to have the type of personality that likes to plan parties, you mm-hmm. know, that likes to get food organized, or maybe it's little fun games in the break room, whatever they're using their budget for. That culture captain's responsible for keeping that culture fun.
And I think to kind of parlay off this, not everyone has a big budget to make this happen. So it's not like you have to be spending money.
Right.
It's how can you integrate fun and not, if you don't have that budget for it, it's, you know, it's just having that environment, the atmosphere to have a good time and make sure it's okay to laugh.
Well, and honestly, you know, I mentioned this at the beginning, you know, as we wrap up, I really took it on myself as the head of that organization that I wanted to make sure that this culture was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we did have 45% turnover when I first got there. And we were able to bring that down to between 12 and 15%. And we did that, I believe, because I wanted to make sure that environment was fun. And with that, in hand with that fun, we worked really, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do both. You can have fun and you can work really, really hard.
Right.
And that's the kind of environment that you want to work in. Is somewhere where you feel like you've accomplished something, you're doing good work, you're fulfilling a mission,
mm-hmm.
but you are also able to laugh and just enjoy yourself.
I would say that's every day at Childcare Biz Help.
Thank you. That is every day at Childcare Biz Help. High-fiving quietly.
We didn't want to have the clap and then that would have like a whole situation and then we would start laughing again and, you know.
Right. So have fun in your childcare center. Don't be afraid to see your employees goofing around. When they're goofing around, it means your culture's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they're hanging out after work, that's a good thing. You want them building relationships with each other. But sometimes we do have to facilitate it.
Right.
It's something that's, as a leader, you have to model that behavior. So you have to learn to laugh yourself.
Don't take yourself so seriously. Like I said at the beginning, we work with kids. We have fun. Like, it's okay to laugh. It's okay to have some fun.
Right. So overhaul challenge. It's an easy one this week.
Have fun.
I don't even have that. Okay. Yes, have fun. That's so easy. So enjoy the moment. That was number one. Mm-hmm. Learn to enjoy your moments and bring joy to your staff. I think I mentioned this. I have a reminder on my phone twice a day that says, bring joy to the moment. You know, so if you want to put a timer on your phone that says, you know, bring fun into your workplace, you know, do that. Because it really does prompt your mindset and your memory like, oh, yeah, I am going to have fun right now.
Right. And you'll be intentional about it.
Right. And then bring fun into your workplace. That's it. Enjoy the moment. Bring joy to your staff and have fun in your workplace.
Can we add like laugh?
Oh, yeah. Laugh. I'm going to write that down. Laughing is so important. And I think you lose calories when you laugh.
Win-win.
Win-win, win-win. All right, so that's enough. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Daycare Overhaul, Doing Childcare Better.
We want to hear about your overhaul wins, so find us on social, Childcare Biz Help, and hashtag overhaul win.
Thank you, everyone.
We'll talk to you or see you next time.
All right, bye.